Welcome to Demystifying Franchise Ownership, the podcast that brings you expert advice, transparency, and clarity around franchise ownership. Whether you are a prospective or current franchisee or franchisor, or simply curious about the topic, say hello to your host, Christine Givens.
Welcome back to Demystifying Franchise Ownership, where I share my knowledge, experience, and hard-earned lessons learned about franchise ownership. One of my previous guests, Kirsten Ramos, touched on today's topic in one of her 2023 appearances. And then in a recent interview with Nora Farhat, it came up again. So I thought maybe I should talk about this in context of being a franchise owner. What am I talking about? Grit. In this episode, I'll cover what grit is, whether it's something you either have or don't have, and how grit helps you succeed as a franchisee. Let me start with what is grit. I've had several podcast guests talk about the importance of grit. Franchisees in particular talk about it. I think of grit as a trait characterized by perseverance and passion for long-term goals, even when you're faced with adversity. It's a certain resilience, determination, and that ability to push forward, you know, keep pushing toward your goals, even when you experience challenges. Individuals with grit demonstrate a commitment to their aspirations and goals, allowing them to navigate obstacles without giving up and viewing failures as opportunities for growth, not as a negative. Grit is not merely about talent or intelligence, but rather about the ability to harness your inner strength and the strength to overcome challenges and pursue your goals without giving up. One of my guests, Kirsten Ramos, has talked about a book that she uses. It's Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance by Angela Duckworth. In Angela's book, she talks about grit as the unwavering perseverance and passion for long-term goals. It's the ability to stay committed and focused even in the face of adversity and setbacks. Now, let me talk about a common misconception that grit is something you either have or don't. While some may naturally possess higher levels of grit, it's not a fixed trait. Grit can be developed and strengthened over time through deliberate effort and experience. In the book, Angela Duckworth writes about how one can grow grit from the inside out. Angela's perspective on grit emphasizes the internal development of that resilience and perseverance. In her view, grit isn't solely an inherent trait, something I just talked about, but can be cultivated through effort and mindset. Focusing on intrinsic motivation, passion, and resilience, individuals can nurture their grit from within. Her approach highlights the importance of fostering a growth mindset by embracing challenges and setbacks as opportunity for learning, finding your passion and purpose, being deliberate about improving specific skills and abilities, and reframing obstacles as opportunities for growth. She also talks about how growing grit can ultimately lead to greater success and fulfillment in all aspects of your life. Okay, so you're considering franchise ownership. You ask yourself, or you ask me, why is grit necessary when you're following and buying into a proven, or hopefully theoretically proven, business model? Well, here's the thing. Franchising doesn't guarantee success. I've talked about this over and over in my various podcasts. While it's a roadmap, it's up to the franchisee to execute and grow the business. That's where the grit comes into play. Franchisees still face, even though they're buying this theoretically business in a box, challenges, market fluctuations, employee issues, supply issues, all kinds of operational hurdles. It's the grit that keeps them going when faced with these obstacles or challenges, driving them to adapt, innovate, and persist, that perseverance, until they reach their goals. One of my recent podcast guests, Nora Farhat, who I mentioned in the opening, talks about grit and what it means to her and why she feels you need it as a franchisee. She and her husband own 5 franchise brands in the Detroit area. If you haven't listened to both parts of my interview with Nora, I highly recommend you do. How can franchisees cultivate grit within themselves? If we apply what Angela Duckworth talks about in her book, you start with the passion. What do you love? Several of my guests who are franchisees have talked about how you don't have to love the business of the franchise in which you invest. If you invest in some sort of restaurant concept, you don't have to love to cook. You just have to be passionate about running a business and being an entrepreneur. Secondly, you have to deliberately practice improving and developing the specific skills and abilities you need to be successful. You also need to embrace a growth mindset. You need to look at challenges as a positive. In other words, an opportunity for growth versus looking at it negatively as a roadblock. As a franchise owner, you'll have some great days, lots of average days, and some really challenging days. Viewing the challenges as an opportunity for growth will help carry you through those rough times. When I've had missteps, I tell myself, I did the best based on what I knew at that time. And I ask myself, what can I learn from that misstep? You won't always get things right. In fact, sometimes you have to make the best decision with the information and the situation you have at that particular time and make a change down the line. I go back to another thing Nora said in her interview. You must apply the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule says that 80% of outcomes result from 20% of inputs or causes. Nora was talking about the 80-20 rule in the context of sometimes you have to be okay with getting it 80% right. Sometimes it's more important to just get something done, even if it's not perfect. Franchisees can also grow their grit by setting clear, achievable goals that align with their vision for success, breaking down bigger goals into smaller tasks to make them more manageable. And lastly, you should consider taking Angela Duckworth's grit scale assessment to figure out where you are in the grit scale and your areas of improvement. Before I wrap this up, here's a final thought for aspiring franchisees. Success in franchising requires more than just a blueprint, that business in the box that you've purchased. It demands grit, that relentless drive to overcome challenges and obstacles and push toward your goals. So embrace the challenges, look at them as opportunities to grow, stay focused, and never underestimate the power of grit in your journey. That's it for this episode. Don't hesitate to reach out to me via email by going to the contact page on my website, christinegivens.com. If you're currently evaluating a franchise system, make sure you get my guide called The Ultimate Step-by-Step Guide to Vetting and Evaluating Franchise Opportunity. You'll also find that resource on my website. As always, tune in next week, and thanks for listening.